Welcome back. You're listening Across the Border, and I'm Nicholas. We're going through the book of Joshua. We've ended up in Joshua chapter 15. In the middle of the survey of the land, the children of Israel have gone over, and they've conquered a good part of the land, and now they're dividing it up. And we're getting the survey details. If we had a map and we knew where all of the markers were, we could follow along and see how they divided up the land. And we're in now in chapter 15 and verse 20, where it says, "This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. The uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom, southward, were Kabzeel and Eder and Jagger and Kinna and Dimona and Adada and Kadesh and Hazor and Ithnan, Ziph and Telim and Bealoth and Hazor, Hadata and Kirioth and Hezron, which is Hazor, Hamam and Shema and Molada and Hazor Gada and Heshmon and Beth Pelet, and Hazar Shuel, and Beersheba, and Bizjoth Jah, Baalah, and Iim, and Azem, and El Tolad, and Cheshil, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Madmana, and Susanna, and Leboath, and Shilhim, and Ain and Rimon, all the cities are 29 with their villages. And in the valley of Eshtoel and Zoriah and Ashna and Zenoah and En-Ganim and Tapuah and Enam, Jarmuth and Adullam and Sokol and Azekah and Sheraim and Adithiam and Gederah and Gederoth Iam, 14 cities with their villages, Zenan and Hadashah and Migdalgad and Dilean and Mizpeh and Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkoth, Eglon and Kabon and Lanam and Kithlish and Gederoth, Beth Dagon, and Naamah, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, and Ether, and Ashan, and Japtah, and Ashna, and Nezib, and Kelah, and Akzib, and Marashah, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with her towns and her villages, from Ekron even to the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza with her towns and her villages, unto the river of Egypt and the great sea and the border thereof. And in the mountains, Shamer and Jatter and Sokah and Dana and Kirjath, Sena and which is Deber, and Anab, and Ashtermah, and Anim, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gola, 11 cities with their villages, Arab, and Duma, and Eshin, and Janum, and Beth Tapuah, and Ephakah, and Humta, and Jirath Arba, which is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Jutah, and Jezreel, and Jokdeam, and Zenoah, Cain, Gibla, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halhal, Bethzur, and Gedor, and Ma'arath, and Bethanoth, and Altakon, 6 cities with their villages, Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, and Reba, two cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Araba and Maiden and Sikaka and Nib Shean and the city of Salt and En Gedi, six cities with their villages. Hey, there's one I could pronounce. Salt. Yes. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. Wonder why they could not drive those Jebusites out. At least at this point in the narrative. And the lot of the children of Joseph fell from the Jordan by Jericho unto the water of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goeth up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel, and goeth out from Bethel to Luz, and passeth along unto the borders of Arki to Ataroth, and goeth down westward to the coasts of Japhleti, unto the coasts of Beth-Horon and Nether, and goeth and to Gezer, and the goings out thereof are at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, took their inheritance, and the border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus. Even the border of their inheritance of the east side was Ataroth-Ader unto Beth-Horon the upper, and the border went out toward the sea to Michmetah on the north side, and of the border went about eastward to Taanath Shiloh, and passed by it on the east to Janoah. And it went down from Janoah to Ataroth and to Naaroth, and came to Jericho and went out at Jordan. The border went out from Tapua westward even to the river of Cana, and the goings out thereof were at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim by their families. And the separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. And they drove out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day and serve under tribute. So they drove not out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer. Did I skip that? Yes. So they drove not out the Canaanites that dwell in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day and serve under tribute. So was that disobedience for them not to drive them out? And what influence will the Canaanites have on the children of Israel? Well, we will see if that compromise causes any trouble in the future. I think we already know the answer to any compromise. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, to wit, for Maker, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war, therefore he had Gilead and Bashan. And there was also for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Halak, and for the children of Asriel, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Hepher, and for the children of Shemadiah. And there was the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their families. Well, these were the male children. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these are the names of the daughters: Mela and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tizra. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren. Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their brethren, the brethren of their father." So we see here a little more. We add a little more case law to the inheritance statutes. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, before Joshua the son of Nun, Okay. And he gave them an inheritance among their brethren, and there fell 10 portions to Manasseh beside the land of Gilead and Bashan, and they, which was on the other side of the Jordan. I want to step back. Oh yeah. Because the daughters of Manasseh had an inheritance among his sons, the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. And the coast of Manasseh was from Asher to Mishmetha, that lieth before Shechem, and the border went along on the right hand unto the inhabitants of Entupah. And I don't know if they're going to cover that here, but I've seen it covered in the past where if a woman inherited land, that if she married outside the tribe, that the land would not go with her, but it would remain with that tribe. And I was hoping they would get into that, but they didn't. So if a woman inherits because there's no man, and she's able to inherit some land or have a part in the land, that inheritance does not go with her if she marries into another tribe. But I found that somewhere else. I need to start marking these things according when I find a statute like that, put it under a classification so that I can look it up later when I'm on a topic like that. And someday I do need to do a topical study on the biblical law of inheritance, because of course to institute inheritance in the true church in his kingdom as best we can today, I guess we have to understand inheritance. And I can say that I understand it, but as to having done a topical study on it, I'm not sure that that would be an undertaking. Anyway, let's continue with Joshua 17. It would be an interesting study, and perhaps if someone else has done it, maybe I'll look for that someday and cover it as a topical day. I'll make a note of that, see what I can find on it. Okay, the coast of Manasseh was from Asher to Mish. Okay, read that. Didn't mark. Now Manasseh had the land of Tappuah, but Tappuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim, and the coast descended to the river of Cana. Okay, I think I read that already, or at least everything's starting to sound the same. Yeah, so I'll just jump in here since I didn't mark it. The coast descended to the river Cana, southward to the river, these cities of Ephraim, and among the cities of Manasseh. The coast of Manasseh was also on the north side of the river, and the outgoings of it were at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea is his border. And they met together at Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east. And Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher Bethlehem and Beth Shean and her towns, and Ibleam and her towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and her towns, and the inhabitants of Anak and her towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and her towns, even three countries. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land. Ah, see, the trouble here is staying in the land. And why could they not drive them out? Well, we're not given the detail there. We're just given the little detail that they could not drive them out. So we see that the influence of some of these people is going to stay in the land. And that will be an unfortunate influence, I believe. Yet it came to pass when the children of Israel were waxen strong. Okay, chapter 17, verse 13. Yet it came to pass when the children of Israel were waxen strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not utterly drive them out. And the children of Joseph spoke unto Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me but one lot, and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people, forasmuch as Yahuwah hath blessed me hitherto? And Joshua answered them, If thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country, and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim is be too narrow for thee. What he's saying, you know, if you want more, go over there and take it. Mm-hmm. And the children of Joseph said, the hill is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron. Both they who are of Bethshean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spoke unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, thou art great people, thou hast great power, thou shalt have one lot only. But the mountain shall be thine, for it is a good wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. So Joshua's word is drive them out. You will drive them out, even if they have chariots of iron, and they are strong. And the whole congregation of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? Give ye out among you 3 men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come back again to me. And so basically he's sending out a survey party of 3 men from each tribe, and they're going to go out to continue to survey the land. And they shall divide it to 7 parts, and that's for the 7 tribes that had not got their part yet. Judah shall abide in their coasts on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coasts on the north. Yet ye shall therefore describe the land 7 parts, and bring the description hither to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of Yahuwah is their inheritance, and Gad and Reuben and the half tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond Jordan on the east, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. And the men arose and went away, and Joshua charged them that they that went to describe the land, saying, go and walk through the land and describe it, and come again to me, that I may here cast lots before you, before the Lord in Shiloh. So basically, the survey party, they're going to go out, they're going to set markers, and they're going to write up a survey of the land, a description of the land, like a legal description of the land. And then they're going to divide it into 7 equal parts. And see, you have 3 men from each tribe, and every man is going to make sure of all those tribes, they're going to make sure that all of those parts are equal, because they don't know which one they're going to get, because they're going to cast lots for them. So you see the wisdom here in this way that they're dividing up the land. You have 3 men from each tribe of 7 tribes. You have 21 men, surveyors, going out marking the land, putting up markers. That's right, describing the land, trying to make sure that all of the 7 parcels that they're marking out are going to be equal in value, because none of those men know which parcel they are going to get. You get the idea? And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions. And the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families. And the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. And their border on the north side was from Jordan to the border, went up to the side of Jericho on the north side, and went up through the mountains westward, and the goings out thereof were at the wilderness of Beth Aven. And the border went over there from Luz toward Luz, and to the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward to the border, descended to Ataroth Adar, near the hill that lieth on the south side of the nether Beth Horon. And the border was drawn thence, and compassed the corner of the sea southward from the hill that lieth before Beth-horon southward, and the goings out thereof were at Kirjath-Baal, which is Kirjath-Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west quarter. And the south quarter was from the end of Kirjath-Jearim to the border went out to the west and went out to the well of the water of Naphtoah. The border came down to the end of the mountain that lieth before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of the giants on the north, and descended up to the valley of Hinnom to the side of Jebusi on the south, and descended to En-Rogel. And here we have a reference to, let me mark my place, we have a reference to the giants of the north. And I believe there's some bad teaching going out and around about the children of God, or the sons of God, saw the daughters of men. You know that phrase from before the flood? And many people say that the sons of God, there were angels that came down and they mated with women, and that giants were born at that time. And that's where all the mythology and so forth comes from. Well, you know, there's nothing in the scripture. Now, if we use only scripture to interpret scripture, well, you know, that's a fanciful speculation, but using scripture to interpret scripture, that doesn't work. Because here we see they have giants here. And if you watch, if you get those videos from Kent Hovind's ministry, from drdino.com, or you can get them on our shopping page at the network there, and you watch those videos, you can see the skeletons of giants. And you know what? We'll pick up here. Whenever I get into one of these little side trails, I always get into a break. But we will pick up here after this short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.